Guitarist and singer Doc Watson visited Fresh Air for an interview last spring. We hoped that someday he'd come back to do a live concert, and I'm delighted to say today's the day. Doc Watson is considered the finest flat picker in the country. He was one of the performers who inspired the folk revival of the 60s, and he's remained at the forefront of traditional music. In fact, he's one of the most revered figures in folk music today. Watson grew up in Deep Gap, North Carolina, where he continues to live. He's performing duets for us today with guitarist Jack Lawrence, who is also featured on Doc Watson's latest album, Portrait. I want to welcome both of you to Fresh Air, and Doc Watson, can I ask you to introduce the first song?
Thank you, Terry. I think we'll do one that Merle and I... My son Merle and I learned from John Hurt. A good old tune called Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. I'm going up the country through that sleet and snow. Going up the country through that sleet and snow. Yes, I'm going up the country through that sleet and snow. Ain't no telling just how far I'll go. Getting my breakfast here and my dinner in Tennessee. Get breakfast here and dinner in Tennessee. Gonna get my breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. Told you I was coming, so you better look for me. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. What do you think about it, Jack? I like that notion right there. Well, you know that I can't lay down on your bed. Now, honey, I can't lay down on your bed. No, baby, can't lay down across that pretty bed. Cause my good woman, she might kill me dead. And don't you let my good gal catch you here. Hey, don't you let my good gal catch you here. If you do, she may shoot you. She might cut and stop you too. Ain't no telling what that gal might do. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down? Make it soft and low. Then maybe my good gal, she won't know. Sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. The way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Yeah, the way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. I think I'll turn and try sleeping on my side. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. Let's play some country counterpoint, son. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, make it over. Close behind that door. Make it where your good man will never go.
All right.
Guitar straps will squeak, Jack.
That's yes,
the way,
they will.
That's the way, that's the way it works. I'd like to do a little tune here that I used to hear Brownie and Sonny do. Excuse me. It's a blues that everybody's had at one time or another. It's called Stranger Blues. Two, three, four.
Two.
Well, I'm a stranger here. I just float in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just float in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Well, sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Can't find a place to stay, I just go from door to door. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just float in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just float in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Get them blues, boy. To send up my railroad fare. Yeah, I'll ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad fare. And boys, if he can't send it, well, I don't mind walking there. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Back home have to wear out 99 pair of shoes. Well, yes, now I'm going back home, have to wear out 99 pair of shoes. And when I get back down to Dixie, I won't have the stranger blues. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Listen to us walking now. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. When the late Jimmie Rodgers did his last sessions in the early 30s, he did some music that sat right in the edge of the big band music of that day. Well, here's a pretty little tune old Jim recorded called Blue-Eyed Jane. The sweetest girl in the world lives in my hometown. We fell in love like turtle doves while the moon was shining down. I asked her then, I asked her when the wedding bells would ring. And she said, oh dear, it seems so strange for this to happen here. She is my sugar pie, Oh, to me she is the sweetest gal. I love her so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, she meets me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane. Play it pretty, Jack. Listen here, Janie dear, I've come to say farewell. Sweetheart, you know I love you so, much more than there's words to tell. But I must go away today, honey, won't you come with me? 'Cause I'm gonna be blue, missing you, longing every day for you, my blue-eyed Jane. Hold to me, you are the sweetest thing. I love you so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, please meet me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, then I'll come home to you, my blue-eyed Jane.
We're featuring a live concert on Fresh Air and performing is Doc Watson on guitar and vocals, also a little harmonica there. Also joining us is Jack Lawrence on guitar, and they've recorded together on Doc Watson's last album, Portrait. And before we continue the concert, okay if I ask you both a couple of questions about your playing?
We'll either shake our heads or something.
Doc, you really set the standard of flat picking guitar. How did you start doing that yourself?
Well, I've loved the guitar ever since I first heard one and found out what it really was. And then I'm going to tell you something that'll surprise a lot of the folks. I played a bunch with a rockabilly group in the 50s and got in one heck of a good bunch of technical practice on the guitar. I played an electric guitar there for a while, but when the folk revival came along, I jumped back on the old flat top and went to work on all them fiddle tunes that I know the folks that were longing for traditional music would like to hear. And I reckon that the 50s practice done me a lot of good, though.
Did you? Did someone teach you to flat pick, or did you just?
No, I learned by ear. That's the reason my chords look kind of funny to you folks that are accustomed to seeing these fellows play according to the book, I think.
Oh, I see. So you really did learn it your own way.
Yes, I did. I learned by ear.
Now, how did you both get together, Jack? How did you start playing with Doc Watson?
Well, I was hired in the fall of '83 by a fellow named Merle Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Doc's son, of course. He hired me on because he getting a little tired of the road life, and so in the fall of '83, they called me, and they haven't been able to get rid of me since.
Had you listened to all of Doc Watson's records before you started playing together?
Well, most of them. I started playing in '63 or so, and along with Doc, people like Glenn Campbell Glenn was an influence, and several others.
Do you work out the songs before you play them? How do you go about figuring
sometimes
out what an arrangement will be?
Occasionally we'll work them out. Mostly it's arrangements while you wait.
Doc, I should mention that the last time you were on our show last spring, you said that you were thinking of retiring at the end of the year. What's the story with that?
Well, evidently, I decided not to retire at the end of last March. I will retire in the near future, but I'll not expound any farther on the matter.
Are you enjoying being on the road? Or?
I enjoy the music, and I like working with old brother Jack here. He's a pretty good feller, you know, but the road, that's for the birds or something other.
Would music be a lot better if the audiences all came to you instead of you having
to
travel around the country?
I don't know about that. If I could travel out to a local good big spot where that'd work fine. That'd be just fine.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if we can arrange that. Well, what I'd like to do is take a short break and then continue the concert. And performing live for us today is Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence. And we'll be back with more of the concert after this break. This is Fresh Air.
Fresh Air is produced live at WHYY in Philadelphia and distributed by National Public Radio.
Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence joining us for a live concert today, and why don't we get started with another song?
Here's a little tune about an old boy that that decided he's going to leave home and learn to travel. And he found a pretty little girl and got married and got two for the price of one. And I'll let the song tell you the rest of the tale. It's called Give Me Back My 15 Cents. Tennessee, and I thought I'd learn to travel, but then I met with a pretty little gal, and soon we played the devil. I loved that gal, and she loved me, and I thought we'd live together, but then we tied that fatal knot, and now I'm gone forever. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money, give me back my 15 cents, and I'll go home to Manny. Yeah, let me hear your opinion. Twas 15 cents to the preacher man and a dollar for the paper. Then dear old mother-in-law moved in, and lordy, what a caper. I fiddled a tune for her one day, and she called me a joker. Then that old sow got mad at me and hit me with the poker. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money, give me back my 15 cents, and I'll go home to Mammy. Town and I worked on the farm, but there was no way to suit them. They're both so dad burned mean to me, somebody ought to shoot them. I'm tired of looking at my mother-in-law. I'd like to see my granny. Gonna leave the state of Arkansas and go back home to Mammy. Give me back my 15 cents. Give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Yeah. Jack, I think a good old train song might be in order right here. Son, I remember that song over there that Brother Jimmy Jett wrote. And I'm going to plug an album right here. I ain't supposed to do this, but it's on an album I did for Sugar Hill called Riding the Midnight Train, a bluegrass album, my first endeavor on pure bluegrass. Greenville Trussell is a song for the train buffs that love the good old steam engine sounds and all that good. I remember when I went to school at Raleigh, there was a train went by every 20 minutes on an average. And this song makes me think of those days.
Mm-hmm. I remember as a boy how in wonderment and joy I'd watch the trains as they go by, and the whistle's lonesome sound you could hear for miles around as they rolled across that Greenville trestle high. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man, and the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high.
Thank you, son.
On the riverbank I'd stand with my cane pole in my hand and watch the freight trains up against the sky. That black smoke trailing back as they moved along the track that runs across that Greenville trestle high. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man, and the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high. When the lonesome whistles whined, I'd get rambling on my mind. Lord, I wish they still sounded that way. As I turned to head for home, Lord, she'd rumble low and long toward the sunset at the close of day. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man, and the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high. No, the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high.
Well, sir.
Jack, I remember a while back you wrote a pretty little song, and I'm going to let you introduce this.
All right. Well, I would rather say made up than wrote.
Oh.
This is a tune I made up, and it's, I suppose, inspired partly by the part of the country where Doc's from. For sure the title is inspired by that. It's called 10 Miles to Deep Gap, and I made it up.
Thank you.
We're featuring a live concert today with Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence, and it looks like we'll have time for one more song.
Jack, while we're at it there, that instrumental sounded pretty good. Let's do him a little bit of something that ain't quite country here to kind of wind it down with. Something called Bye Bye Blues. When we play anything, it's country, though.
Concert on today's Fresh Air with guitarist and singer Doc Watson and guitarist Jack Lawrence. And I want to thank you both so much for just a wonderful concert. Thank you so much for being with us today. If you'd like to hear them on record, Doc Watson's latest album is called Portrait, and it also features Jack Lawrence. It's on Sugar Hill Records. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. And next time, our guest will be investigative reporter Mark Dowie. In his reporting for Mother Jones magazine, Dowie explains the dangers of the Fort Pinto's exploding gas tank and uncovered the health hazards of the contraceptive device, the Dalkon Shield. His new book looks into the world of organ transplants. I hope you can join us.
All right.